I'm here with Chris Parkerson now, Group Solutions Marketing Manager with McAfee. And Chris, you just gave me some interesting information on, the B2B background on McAfee, which many of our users may not be aware of. So why don't you start off by giving us a little bit about that and some of the infrastructure involved behind some of those products.
Okay. So many probably don't know that actually almost half of McAfee's business comes from the B2B space. We have a big representation, a lot of large companies out there, a lot of large banking companies, including Bank of America, Visa, Fidelity. A lot of large companies use McAfee products today, and they use them for more than just antivirus, which most people are probably familiar with as far as McAfee is concerned. We have big franchises and products such as IntruShield, which is our intrusion prevention line of products. We have FoundStone, which is our vulnerability assessment products. And then most recently, we acquired a company called SafeFood, which has a huge footprint in the financial space in terms of providing data encryption for laptops, mobile devices out there to protect data and help in terms of privacy. So we have a huge presence in B2B, and we're continuing to grow in that area through our partners and through expansion of our product line.
Okay. Now, you were also telling me about the kind of underlying infrastructure among all of these products. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So yeah, we kind of refer to this as kind of the secret sauce of McAfee. It's actually to the point where it's pervasive even through our consumer products. Consumers don't even know it's there, but this underlying infrastructure is called ePolicy Orchestrator, which is our management infrastructure for all McAfee products.
EPO.
EPO, yep, is the shortened form that we use, but it underlies all of our products, including IntruShield, FoundStone, antivirus, host intrusion prevention, and now here at the Gartner Show, the SafeFood products, which we just acquired, are also on that infrastructure now via the integration with ePolicy Orchestrator. So this provides a unified infrastructure for managing policies, managing how our software gets deployed out to end-user systems. So with our agent on that system, you can quickly and easily deploy, manage all of our software throughout the enterprise in whichever products you have for McAfee.
Hmm. Okay. Now, before I started recording here, you were giving me some interesting comments on, especially the finance industry, how up to this point, banks, credit unions, anybody in the finance industry is used to spending money on compliance. However, you're kind of dubbing it as, at this point, it's almost a post-compliance was the term that you used. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the best term, because compliance is a never-ending game.
We're
never going to be post-compliant.
Right, but I think
really what a lot of companies have put a lot of effort to, in finance especially, and finance is known for being very good in the compliance area, and especially in banking in particular, but they've spent all this money on trying to enforce compliance, and we've started to see that many of them, they can't actually prove it. It's very difficult for them to be able to prove that they actually did all of this effort, that they're actually getting value out of all of this money, all of this resources they've put in to meeting all of these compliance mandates. So what we've been focusing on at McAfee, utilizing the unifying infrastructure and EPO that I talked about, is how do we help companies in the financial sector and others actually prove their compliance efforts and actually be able to audit what they're doing, make sure their policies work, make sure that what they're doing is actually protecting the data out there, that they can actually show an auditor, yes, that laptop was protected when it went missing. Are they able to actually prove that? And that's really what we're focusing on, is we think the next real step is that companies now need to start trying to get ROI out of all of this. They want to. There is, of course, the philosophy out there that thinks they'll never get ROI, but we actually believe that you can, and you can get measurable ROI, and that's what we're focusing on, is how do we help companies prove that what they've done has actually been a successful effort.
Very good. Okay, one more question for you. We're at the Gartner Show. This is supposed to be, kind of forecasting how information security is going to go for the next, 5, 10, 15 years. What do you see? What kind of words of advice or what trends do you notice? What kind of foresight can you offer?
Well, I think the biggest trend that I've noticed, and I think where we're getting to, is that it's the whole concept behind automation of security. And our CEO, Dave DeWalt, talks about this a lot, is that every time, every it seems seems like every time there's a new threat, there's a new company and a new business model that pops out of the woodwork to actually try to solve this. And it's creating this hodgepodge of stuff out there in terms of the security space. And companies, are, especially in the financial industry, who do spend a lot of money on security, are having big difficulty trying to stitch all of this together. So what we see coming in the future, in the very near future, and hopefully powered by our EPO infrastructure, is the how do we automate security so that the system, the infrastructure becomes much more resilient to threats and is able to adapt very quickly to the threats that happen so that you're not having to wait for some company to come up with a response to one of these threats, but the infrastructure is able to get automated and resilient enough to be able to respond well to the threats, to the new threats that come up. Because having a new company and a new product is just not tolerable. I mean, the IT would go nuts eventually trying to stitch all of this together. So we believe that that's where things are going, is that, yes, that probably you can feel the undertone of that means more consolidation in the security space. It's kind of an undertone of that. But really, we think that the future is in how do we automate all of this to where you're not, we're able to respond to those threats as they happen.
Sure. Okay. Great insight from Chris Parkerson, once again, McAfee.
Great. Thank you.